So we're joined with Gavin. Gavin, how are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Very happy to be here.
Awesome. And you've got to tell me what album you chose for this week and all about it.
Yes. Yeah, so I chose to review Balloonerism by Mac Miller. Balloonerism is an album by Mac who unfortunately passed away 7 years ago. However, this is a new project that came out in January of this year, and it's a full album that Mac Miller put together in 2014. He shelved it because it didn't align with all the other material he was putting together at the time. Although his estate, who's very cautious with putting out posthumous releases from him, decided to give this one to his fans because a lot of these songs have been circulating around the internet and on YouTube for years now. And I'm very, very happy as a longtime Mac Miller fan to finally hear it out on streaming for everyone to enjoy.
For sure, yeah. I still have to listen to it all. Do you have like some favorite songs from this new album?
I do. I have a couple. And this album really delves deep into Mac Miller's psyche at the time. It is kind of a downer to listen to, but it's really interesting to see just where he was. Some of my favorites from the album are Stoned, Excelsior, Mannequins, Rick's Piano, and $5 Pony Rides.
Evan, you were telling me that this new album is a little bit slower. How do you like describe the sound of it?
Yes, it is. It's very interesting to see the progression of Mac Miller's music because it's also a progression of his own thoughts. And you can see here in this song that we just heard, this is a song that he originally put out when he was 16, 17.
Wow.
And Mac Miller, when he made Balloonerism, he was around 22 or so, still very young, but the music that he was making is a lot more depressive, may I say, a lot more stripped back. Instrumentally, there's a lot more pianos, and it's not just a straightforward rap beat with him rapping and then a hook. There's a lot of different sections that he kind of weaves in and out and sings on. And one thing that's really cool is that if you were to just listen to the whole album by itself, it sounds like there's at least 6 or 7 different artists singing in there or different features on there, but it's all him doing different voices, doing different styles, and he's really pushing his artistic ability on this album, which is super interesting to see. And I love artists when they really push themselves creativity
wise. Yeah, I still have to hear the whole thing, but you were telling me there's a SZA feature. What did you think about that on it?
There is a SZA feature, actually. It's on the first track of the song or the album, and it's there to pad out an unfinished track that Mac never got back to. But SZA comes in and she really does, as she always does, kills it with her very angelic vocals, and it flows very well because Mac eventually ends up singing along with her with his vocals as well.
Nice.
And it's just really pretty to hear them two together, because I didn't know this till I was researching for this album in preparation for this. They were actually friends. They actually like hung out a lot and did a lot of things together, so it was really cool to hear SZA come back and help out the release of this long lost Mac Miller project.